It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Nee at a Quizzy Poo?
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Rawhide.
I had to put up another memo. No singing.
That expired.
Oh, did it?
Yesterday.
Oh, did it? All right.
Yeah. I pay attention to your memos.
Uh-huh. How you down there, old guy?
Well, good. I got a memo from you yesterday saying if there's any issues, you have to go through you. So I put a memo in that you're not right in the head, and still haven't heard anything back.
I haven't heard anything back?
Nope.
Huh. That's interesting.
Don't seem like you care this morning.
The x-ray showed nothing.
Hey, we're all good to go.
Hey, so, no, I was, you were home before I last night.
About 5 minutes.
Sleeping before I, probably.
I was in Shelbsburg.
You were in Shelbsburg and you beat me home.
Yeah, I was with Randy Manning, which Randy Manning and Mark Kelly tell you, say, hey.
Oh, hey.
So, hey, Randy.
Gomer says hey, too.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But anyway, I guess what I had last night?
A Big Mac?
No. Popcorn.
Popcorn.
Shelbsburg popcorn.
Oh,
Now, here's the...
They use real butter.
Yes. Here's the honest truth, okay? So they give you a bag, and Mark Kelly didn't want his bag. He goes, you take that. And he goes, give it to Phil. So I'm going to give you a bag of popcorn.
Awesome.
Well, it's empty.
Oh, well. Got some hard tacks in the bottom there?
I even ate the
old maids. They used to call those old maids.
Yeah, I even ate them.
You did?
Oh, I sucked the butter right off.
Really?
Both bags gone.
Oh, man.
But I tell you what, it is good popcorn.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I've had it a couple of times. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah, really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I was on, of course, the JV game went a little later, mm-hmm. but then varsity went really late and went overtime. It was already 9:15, I think, when we hit overtime.
Yeah. Yeah, it was because I was texting you on the way home and said, hey, I'm going to beat you home. No offense, but I'm an hour and 20 minutes away, but I'm going to beat you home.
You just never know.
You never know.
That's what I consider the fun thing about high school sports from night to night. I mean, it's a different story, different
every
chapter,
time.
Every night.
Every night it is something different. So
an overtime win for River Valley last night.
But nice job for them.
Saw some good efforts.
Nice job from Viroqua.
Yes.
Friday's game, Lafarge Girls at DeSoto is canceled.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I've already got the notice. I don't know if it's because I was officiating or what.
Yeah, I think they're not telling you. They're actually playing, but they told you it was canceled.
Well, never mind then. Cancel that.
What do you do, Hank?
What do you do, my man?
Hello to another. I met another Henry last night at River Valley.
Good guy.
Henry Heglin, yeah, fifth grade.
He's probably better than I was.
Oh, he's got more on the ball, I think, than you do. And better jokes, too.
Really?
He said he'd contribute one to the program next week.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, we could use some help.
Without question.
Prop us up a little bit. What's the quiz on today?
Today is on Christmas.
Really?
Yes. True, false.
True, false.
12 questions.
12?
12 questions. It's a tough day.
Wow.
Let's think about it. Why do I have 12?
For the 12 days of Christmas?
12 days of Christmas.
Wow. Okay.
So.
How astute of you.
Just made that up on the wind, but we're going to go with it.
All right.
Number one, Santa Claus originally wore green and not red, Phil.
All right.
All right. Reindeer are naturally nocturnal and glow in the dark. Hmm. Naturally. Reindeer.
Huh. All right.
Number three. You can eat a poinsettia plant without getting sick.
Hmm. All right.
All right. Number four. Eggnog was banned in the U.S. during Prohibition.
Hmm. All right.
What are we on, buddy?
We're number five.
The song Jingle Bells was originally written for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Number six. Rudolph was originally named Rollo. Rolio.
All right.
I don't even know where I'm at now. 7. Christmas lights.
You're at the radio station?
Let's switch to a different test now.
All right.
Number 7. Christmas lights were invented before electricity, Phil.
Okay.
All right. No, what are we on?
We're on number 8. Right,
because I have my font's so small.
You're having troubles.
In some parts of the world, people eat fried caterpillars for Christmas, my goodness.
All right.
I don't.
Don't you?
No.
That you know of.
Yeah. Mr. Ewing eats crickets.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, he was here when he ate.
Oh, that Ewing. Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah. You tricked us into that, and I didn't.
He had a plate ready.
They were nacho cheese crickets. I didn't taste any nacho cheese. Can tell you that.
They're nacho my crickets either.
Ugh, boy.
All snowflakes have exactly 6 sides.
Huh.
Unless you make one out of paper.
Right.
Number 10. If you don't take down your Christmas tree by February, bad luck will follow.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
So, if I didn't take it down from last year, does that still count?
Well, I don't know. You probably have a few needles underneath it then.
Oh, yeah. You know the lights that I put up, right?
Right.
Yeah, they sent me a notice yesterday that it was the wrong ones, and now they're sending me the right ones.
Okay.
So, after all that work, I'm going to have to do it again.
Why would you take them down then?
Because the new ones are supposed to be on your phone.
Oh, and these ones aren't?
No.
Oh.
And I didn't get it until,
I'd be lazy enough just to leave them up. Whatever.
The 11th day of Christmas, Santa Claus has a pilot's license.
Okay.
The 12th day of Christmas, Philip. The song We Wish You a Merry Christmas was originally a threat.
Hmm.
All just right. Stabbing in the dark. Right?
Well, you got to go with your first instinct. I learned that years ago.
Why'd you let me in the door this morning?
Well, you have your own key. I had no choice. Mm. All right, what do you got?
All right, buddy. Number 1, Santa Claus originally wore green and not red.
True.
It is true. Santa's red suit became popular after a Coca-Cola ad in the 1930s.
Okay.
Number 2, reindeer are naturally nocturnal and glow in the dark.
True.
That is false.
No!
They don't glow in the dark, but they're gray at seeing in the dark.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Missed it by that much.
Yeah. You can eat a poinsettia plant without getting sick.
I would say that's true.
It is. Poinsettias are not as toxic as people think. However, they might upset your tummy.
They're not good for pets, though.
No.
I've heard that.
Yeah. Number 4, eggnog was banned in the U.S. during Prohibition.
That's got to be false.
It is false. While alcohol was banned, people still made and drank eggnog.
There was no way to stop that. All you need is, eggs and milk and voila.
The song, number 5, the song Jingle Bells was originally written for Thanksgiving.
That's true.
It is true. Mm-hmm. It was composed for a Thanksgiving program in the 1850s.
Right.
Rudolph was originally named Rolio. True or false?
I went back and forth in that one. I guess I'm going with true.
It is true. Other rejected names include Reginald and Romeo.
Okay. Romeo, the red-nosed reindeer.
Reginald, the red-nosed, the white-haired dude. All right.
Hank, the red-nosed referee.
With a bald head on top.
Hey, that's got potential.
He missed every call he made. And was thrown from the top.
Why does he cheat the kids?
He should pay them money.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Right. Yeah, whatever. Here we go. Christmas lights weren't invented before electricity.
I would say that is false.
It is false. That would be impossible.
I can't imagine how you test them.
I made that one up.
Did you? I can't believe it. It does make me wonder about how in the olden days they would put candles on trees.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and of course the trees were fresh. They went out and cut them that day. But still, I think that would have been a major fire hazard.
Well, yeah, I did it one time in my house, but that was it.
Oh, did you? Your former house. Yep. Yeah.
Well, let's see. In some parts of the world, we're on number 8, right?
Yes.
In some parts of the world, people eat fried caterpillars. caterpillars for Christmas.
I would say that's got to be true.
It is. South Africa fried caterpillars are a festive treat.
Don't knock them till you try them.
All snowflakes have exactly six flakes or six sides.
I went with true.
It is true. This is due to how the water molecules bond when they freeze. Number 10, if you take down your Christmas tree by February, bad luck will follow.
That's got to be false.
It's superstition. Very superstition is very, but there's no real bad luck to leaving your tree.
Just to leave it up.
Unless you have your candle in it.
Well, yeah, exactly. There won't be much left by July, I can tell you that.
You'll have a Snoopy tree.
Yeah, you will.
Santa Claus has a pilot's license.
I've heard that before. I think that's true.
It's true. In the U.S., NORAD jokingly confirms Santa's licensed every year for and has Christmas Eve flights.
Wow.
So, anyway, all right. Number 12, my man. The song We Wish You a Merry Christmas was originally a threat.
That's so way out there, it's got to be true.
Carolers sang it demanding figgy pudding, saying they wouldn't leave without it. That's a true story right there.
Oh, boy. Hey, I only got one wrong.
That ain't bad, buddy.
No. 11 right out of the 12
days.
That's
not bad.
One wrong.
Yep.
Well, wow.
Too bad you couldn't bring any cookies. I would have made sure you had 12 out of 12.
Yeah, too bad. Well, maybe I could bring some figgy pudding.
I'd rather have cookies.
Yeah, I can't. I don't think figgy pudding would be that good. I don't like Fig Newton cookies.
I'm not a big Fig Newton guy.
No, so I don't think I'd like figgy pudding.
And don't they have the strawberry fig too, or something like that?
I don't know.
But I like Christmas cookies with no frosting.
Oh yeah,
like the sugar cookies, frosting.
Taste the goodies. Taste the butter.
Yeah, boy, it's good. It is good. Anyway, my man, I hope you have a good day. Good luck tonight, wherever your travels may lead you.
Absolutely. And, hopefully the snow lets us travel.
Let it snow.
It can snow afterwards.
Yeah. Anyway, be kind, everyone.
Sounds good.
Let it snow.
Yeah, that's Hank Bray.